Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. With us, a very special guest for the first time, Kevin Mora. Kevin Mora is an award-winning producer and director who worked with many renowned artists and celebrities on projects for networks like HBO, Bravo, Independent Film Channel, MTV, VH1, and ABC. His credits also include commercial campaigns for Microsoft, T-Mobile, Wynn Resorts, Samuel Adams Beer. Kevin is the co-founder of Power to the Patients, which is a nonprofit organization fighting for affordable and accessible health care in America. This is his first time on Reaching Out. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Gregory. I appreciate that. And it's an honor to be here with you today and to be able to talk about Power of the Patients on behalf of our whole team. So thank you for having us.
Thank you. Now, how did you get involved with Power to the Patients? Tell us what that is and tell us some of the people that are involved with that.
Sure, happy to. My brother and I run a production company we have for over 20 years, my brother Paul Mora, and we were in the middle of a commercial campaign that we had created for Sam Adams Beer. And we received a call one day from a lady named Cynthia Fisher, who is on the board of directors for Boston Beer Company, which includes Sam Adams Beer. And she said she loved the work we were doing, and she was interested in creating a PSA for hospital price transparency. And to be honest, we had no idea what that meant, and it sounded quite dry, but we are big advocates for supporting whatever ecosystem we are in. And certainly in that time, we were working with Sam Adams Beer and Boston Beer Company, so we wanted to make sure that we would participate. And the more she started talking about, the need for price transparency in healthcare, we realized, even though the term was, a little burdensome to understand, the logic is beyond simple and also something that had affected my brother and I directly, but literally everybody under the sun. And that includes patients, but also workers and unions and employers and literally anybody across the United States. And it's this idea that we have, one healthcare system, and this healthcare system has been allowed to live without price transparency, which basically means all prices are hidden. And at this time, this is 3.5 years ago, I think there was only something like 4% of hospitals in the country that showed real prices. And so that allowed, the hospital systems and the insurance companies to virtually charge anything they wanted. And there were huge discrepancies in billings and huge variables. So you could get a knee replacement surgery at a hospital for $10,000 or $60,000 at the exact same hospital with the same surgeons. And it's led to over 100 million Americans in medical debt. It's the single number one cause of personal bankruptcy in this country. And healthcare in America is now nearly 20% of GDP. So this is a real issue, and we've allowed the corporate greed that has run amok across American industry really to find the perfect situation in healthcare where we don't have a choice. These are non-discretionary decisions, typically, to go into a hospital to receive their procedures and tests and services. And when there are no prices, they charge you whatever they want.
Wow, that's incredible. And when they reached out to you, not only because you're an award-winning producer, but they reached out to you to do something. What did they reach out to you for you to actually do?
Yeah, well, we wanted to create a PSA. We wanted to enlighten the population across the United States that there was a new federal rule. It was called the Healthcare Price Transparency Rule. It has its origins from the Clinton administration and then the Obama administration. Then finally, Donald Trump made it an executive order. And I think there was an initial fear that with Biden taking over in 2021, that it could be repealed. So the first thing we wanted to do was enlighten as many people as possible that we now had this right to prices from every hospital and insurance company across the country. And so we started to create PSAs, and we found some really fantastic people to help us amplify that message and create a platform. Influential people like Fat Joe, who's still been such an incredible mouthpiece for the organization, Cynthia Erivo, Susan Sarandon, Shepard Fairey, who created the Barack Obama Hope poster, but is also, you know, probably one of the top two famous street artists in the world. He did the Obey Giant campaign. But this artwork behind me is a creation from Shepard Fairey, who's also type 1 diabetic, and his wife suffers from MS. So he knows all too well the plight of a patient in a system that conceals and hides its prices. So we created this artwork, we painted it, you know, in communities around the country. It exists as a mural everywhere between Los Angeles, Seattle, Orlando, Dallas, Albuquerque, 49 communities. This artwork is now painted in. And we started to transition that amplification of our message that this is now a right into DC to make sure that the Biden administration realized, you know, we do need this. 92% of Americans across the country want price transparency in healthcare. And I always say the 8% that may not have polled saying they want it just either didn't take the polling seriously or didn't understand the question. It is without a doubt that healthcare in America is more affordable and more accessible with prices.
Now, did it work? Did President Biden not repeal it, and he's on board with it?
Yeah, much to his credit, not only did he keep the executive order intact, he actually raised the penalties for any hospital and insurance company that refused to show the prices. The problem, and this is really a fundamental problem, is that there has been no enforcement of this rule, right? So there's over 6,000 hospitals across the country. Now we have compliance of this federal rule closer to 34.5%, opposed to 4% when we started. But there's been like very few penalties given out by CMS and HHS, which are the federal agencies that are responsible. So I think they've given out about 14 penalties, which is obviously not nearly enough to enforce a rule, you know, fastidiously and across the board. So we're still, and there's a lot of reason for that, right? Healthcare, like I said, it's nearly a $5 trillion industry in 2024. They have deep pockets. They're everywhere. They sponsor candidacies and campaigns. They sponsor development projects. They're a large part of our economy. But the profits are outrageous, and at the cost of enormous fees for unions and workers and employers. Everybody's overpaying to allow healthcare to have ballooned up to 20% of our GDP here in America. So we need stricter enforcement. We need this to be not just a federal rule, but a law. And so we were able to help a bill pass through Congress last December, but the healthcare lobbyists at the last minute were able to penetrate. And instead of real prices, that bill enforces just estimates. And you know, we say at Power of the Patients, you know, estimates are BS because there's no correlation between an estimated price and the final bill that a patient or an employer receives. So we need real prices. It's totally bipartisan. Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Mike Braun out of Indiana now have a great bill in the Senate that we're hoping we can get it to the floor and get it voted and get whoever's in the presidency to sign this into law. And that will be real transparency, allowing for more affordable and more accessible healthcare in this country.
Well, that's great. This is good work. I do believe we have one of your PSAs that we can play. So if we could go ahead and play that PSA, this way our listeners and viewers on YouTube can get involved in your campaign, and then we're going to come back on the other side of that. And after we come back, I want you to tell people how they could get involved.
To every elected official and politician in America, the people stand united, desperate for you to listen. If you're not advocating for prices and transparency in healthcare, you are compromising every single American across this country. Because when we can't see prices, hospitals, insurance, and their middlemen charge us whatever they want, our very own healthcare system is robbing all of us. We just need the prices. That's how our economy works. If you want to do right by workers, employers, and unions, then you got to do right by the people they represent and the families who depend upon them. And we got to hear it. Prices now. Power to the patients.
Well, I believe that was Fat Joe's voice.
Indeed, it was Fat Joe, who's been a true hero for us and for this issue, and has been to Washington, D.C. with us dozens of times now over the years. And, you know, I think he feels a real responsibility to his community. And he's from the South Bronx. And if you stand on a street corner in the South Bronx, you can see where everyday people who desperately need care just outright refuse to enter the hospital system for fear of these bills and being overcharged, because it does lead to medical debt and bankruptcy. And because of that, people, especially in these marginalized communities around the country, just refuse to enter a hospital no matter what, even if they desperately need care. You know, we hear all the time somebody was having, you know, severe chest pain, and yet they felt maybe it was nothing and they didn't want to go to the hospital and receive, you know, an enormously inflated bill if they were going to be okay. And so they just sit there and suffer it on their sofa, and next thing you know, they're lifeless. And these are, you know, this is the real evil of a system that is completely rigged against the people. The people become fearful of it, and that leads to further deficiencies in health and even death.
That's so moving. You're listening to Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President, Local 237. With us, a very special guest, Kevin Mora, and we are here talking about pricing and healthcare and transparency. How can we get involved? For most of us who are hearing this for the first time, how can we assist? Because this affects everyone.
Yeah, well, certainly the Teamsters can join, you know, the rally and the movement just by communicating with representatives in the states where the Teamsters are, you know, working. And I know, you know, healthcare wise, Teamsters work on sort of a regional map, right? And so to talk to the representatives and the elected officials in those states and in those cities, and make sure that those representatives are aware for the need of transparency in healthcare, but laddering all the way up to, you know, the White House. That PSA is talking to all politicians. Again, it's a totally bipartisan issue, and we need everybody to let their representatives know that transparency in healthcare is a must. We're all overpaying for it, and it's a situation that's just getting worse and worse without transparency. You know, Mark Cuban has just recently started a transparent pharmaceutical company called CostPlusDrugs.org, where, you know, he's able to offer medications and prescriptions, sometimes $30 a month versus previously what would have cost several thousand dollars. You know, and this is just unrigging the system by showing transparency, showing real prices, and allowing there to be, you know, business ventures that can compete on price margin.
Wow.
So, but in addition to that, certainly, you know, powerthepatients.org is our site, and there's a number of resources there. We have an Instagram account at Power of the Patients. You can find us on Twitter as well. So we've done a number of PSAs with a number of incredible influential people in the hip hop community. Fat Joe has brought everybody from, you know, Chuck D and French Montana and Busta Rhymes and Method Man to join us. So we've really been able to amplify this message and this need. And yeah, we just need to hit a critical mass and a tipping point where all hospitals are transparent and we can create a situation where people can decide where they should go for care based on price and for quality.
Now, our listeners and viewers on YouTube, they're saying, how can they get involved? So are there on your website, Power to the Patients, you said .org?
.org.
Are there legislators in Congress and in the Senate that they need to lobby, need to call their office saying support this bill? Is there somewhere that they can go and lobby and make their voices heard?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. And again, you know, the great thing about the unions is it's a place where we can unify so many voices. So we'd love for the Teamsters to get involved. And certainly we're involved, you know, in New York City here with 32BJ and an entire coalition for more affordable healthcare. So helping to change the system, to unrig the system. We would love for unions and members of unions to get vocal about this and talk to their neighbors and their family and their friends, but also to reach out to elected officials. In Senate right now, it's called the Healthcare Price Transparency Act 2.0. And again, it's sponsored by Bernie Sanders and Mike Braun out of Indiana, totally bipartisan. And we need to let everybody know that this is fundamental for creating a healthcare system that is more affordable and accessible for all Americans across the country. And again, we've done the polling. Virtually all Americans want this, and there is no rationale as to why you would want to live in a country where healthcare system is rigged for profit of the venture capitalists and you know the corporate elite.
Yeah, when most of us go out to eat, most of us, if not all of us, the first thing we do, we look at the menu, and we look at the prices. Now, unless you're just filthy rich, you just walk in and say, give me whatever, and you don't care about the price. But that's not most of us. So why not have the same thing for your healthcare where you could compare prices? And that would drive prices down and make it more competitive for everybody, for insurance companies, everybody to be able to afford good healthcare. And it drives the prices down and everyone can afford it. And it also... it shouldn't be 20% of GDP, like you mentioned. So we want to make that happen, because after we finish this interview, we're going to get together and we're going to be able to make a link to your site, and we're going to get involved. And we're going to notify our members that this is available, even though we have healthcare for the city, but we want to have these prices go down, because when the prices of healthcare go down, there's more money for wages. I'm going to repeat that. When the prices of healthcare go down, there's more money for wages. So our members out there saying, well, our healthcare is free. It's not really free. It's eaten into our wages. So we want to be able to provide more wages for our members. How do we do that? We have to reduce the price of healthcare. So we're going to be working with your organization. We're going to link the website. And anytime you need us to be there to help lobby, to make a phone call, to do whatever, we're going to be involved with you. So you have another partner and we're going to be reaching out to more of our union brothers and sisters, because this is vital. So you came here with a message, probably the best message I've heard in doing this show, of getting involved. This is civic action. This is grassroots. And we want to be a part of that.
Thank you so much. It's totally grassroots. And we've been boots on the ground with a number of unions fighting, you know, the corporate greed of hospitals and insurance companies. And you're even finding with like nurses, you know, that have to go hit the streets to get improved and safer ratios. You know, we're out there with them because we're fighting the same corporate greed that they are here. And then when talking about the explosion of healthcare costs, 32BJ in New York City, 37% of their total compensation is spent on healthcare. You know, unions in New Jersey, teachers, nurses, and police and fire, over the last 3 years, their healthcare costs have gone up 50%. I mean, we talk about inflation, you know, at the supermarket. This is exponentially higher. And it doesn't need to be, right? This is just a completely rigged system, and it's evil. Again, this is a healthcare system. People rely on this for health and for their lives. And typically, we don't have a choice when we enter a hospital. But people are now deciding, I'm going to stay away from the hospital because I'm so scared of what this bill could do to my personal finance situation or to my family and whatnot. And it leads to dire consequences. So thank you for participating, and we are here for you. This is, again, totally bipartisan for everybody across the country. And as you know, solidarity is where we can make huge strides.
Okay. And Kevin, I'm going to make this commitment to you. We're going to be involved. And anytime you need to come back to further, if anybody you want to bring, you want to come back and we want to do more shows on this issue, we'll do that. If you want to come back with your sponsors of the bill, any of your people that you're moving forward with, we're available and we'll lend our voices. And you can come back anytime you have a message, and we want to go and lobby with you because this is much too important for all of our citizens in this nation. We thank you for coming on. We thank you for being involved. We thank you for such a great message. Anything you want to say last minute?
No, just I appreciate and I'm so grateful for that message, and we are here too. So union strong, power to the patients, power to the workers, and thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. Kevin Moore, he is heading up Power to the Patients, and it's a great message. It's a great organization, powertothepatients.org. We're going to give him a link to our website, and we want you to go to his website and check him out and see what this is about. Thank you for listening to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237. Our very special guest, Kevin Moore, Power to the Patients. Thank you.
To every elected official and politician in America, the people stand united, desperate for you to listen. If you're not advocating for prices and transparency in healthcare, you are compromising every single American across this country. Because when we can't see prices, hospitals, insurance, and their middlemen charge us whatever they want, our very own healthcare system is robbing all of us. We just need the prices. That's how our economy works. If you want to do right by workers, employers, and unions, then you got to do right by the people they represent and the families who depend upon them. And we got to hear it. Prices now. Power to the patients.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.